There's still a little Jewish contingent.
Of residents?
Yeah.
Maybe six, seven, I don't know. I'm not honestly sure. I don't think there's more than that.
Do they still have services there?
They do. They do. We've got our Jewish New Year coming up in two weeks' time. And they'll have one day service in the home and one day's in the synagogue. And they try and do the other festivals. They try and do one day in the home and one day in the synagogue, which is a bit of a bone of contempt because it splits the community and we haven't got enough people to fill one area, do you know what I mean? But, you know, that is what it is. And they do Friday night dinners as well, in the home as well.
Okay.
Which is nice for the Jewish residents who are there, the Sabbath.
You were telling me when we met before that you're involved with the mitzvah there.
Oh, yeah. And this is now taking... Suddenly I had a meeting a couple of days ago for Mitzvah Day. This is what I call Good Deed Day. Mm. And you can have it any time, but we always have it in November because this is when, I think it's November the 16th this year, when we pick a day and it's all over the country. People do their own things. It's not for raising money, it's for doing good deeds, to, you know, helping others. And Cardiff being a small community, we find it difficult. But I run clothes, collecting clothes. Andrew, who goes out on a Thursday night into town every Thursday, like for the last 30 years. He goes out at 11, he comes back at 5. I've been on these trips with him. And he serves food and gives clothes, warm clothes to the street, people on the streets. And it's unbelievable, unbelievable. You wouldn't think that, and it's trebled from when I went, which was about a year ago, he said it's trebled in amount of people there now. Very, 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 and people from all walks of life. They're not necessarily just drug addicts or alcoholics. There's people who have fallen on hard times or families have gone and they're left, and it's quite sad. Quite sad to see these people. So I make sure that everybody, we send out notices that they collect all their old clothes, well, not ever new clothes, that they don't want winter things. It's always in the winter. And they either bring them to me or take them straight to Andrew, drop them at the synagogue, and then I collect. But now we had a meeting a couple of days ago, and there's a couple of other people and myself, and we're trying to broaden it a bit now. And what we've decided, we're doing Mitzvah Day, Good Deed Day, with interfaith. Not just with the Jewish religion, but doing it with all the religions. So we've got a meeting coming up in September, and emails have been sent out to the different different leaders and people of the different faiths. The Sikhs, the Muslims, I'm dealing with the Welsh Chapel because my son-in-law's uncle is a minister in the Welsh Chapel. Mormons, because they're very good at sorting things out like that. And the Catholic faith. So we want to try and get a meeting all together with everybody around a table. This will probably take place in the synagogue.
Yeah.
And we'll get ideas together and see what people from other faiths feel like they'd like to do. So that's just happened in the last couple of days.
So it's a bit early to judge what the response is going to be for that.
Bit early. They may say, hang on, no, we're not interested in any of that, you know. But I'm trying to get Andrew along so that he can say what he does when he goes out on a Thursday night. And there might be people, they do, but I think they sort of collect in a different way, you know, their good deeds. But we'll see what it brings forth.
Yeah.